Well then, Lockton said, pushing back from the table to give his belly some room. The wife is looking for a serving wench. Mrs. Lockton crooked a finger at us. Come here, girls. I took Ruth by the hand and stepped within reach. Mrs. Lockton studied our hands and arms, looked at our feet, and made us take off our kerchiefs to look in our hair for nits. Can you cook? She finally asked me. Not much, ma'am, I admitted. Just as well, she said. I don't need another cook. What do you do? I put my arm around Ruth. We can scrub your house clean, care for cows and pigs, work your garden, and carry just about anything. My aunt trained them up herself, Mr. Robert added. And they come with blankets and shoes. Lockton sighed. Why not wait, Anne, and procure another indentured girl in New York? His wife sat back as Jenny arrived with coffee. Indentured servants complain all the time and steal us blind at the first opportunity. I'll never hire another. Jenny set the tray on the table so hard the cups rattled in their saucers. Lockton reached for a plate of apple pie. Are you sure we need to? These are uncertain times, dear. Mrs. regarded Ruth. This one looks simple. Is she addlepated? Ruth gave a shy smile. I spoke before Mr. Robert could open his mouth. She's a good simple, ma'am. Does what she's told. In truth, she's a harder worker than me. Give her a broom and tell her to sweep, and you'll be able to eat off your floor. Jenny poured a cup of coffee and set it in front of the missus, spilling a little on the table. She's prettier than you, missus said. And she knows how to hold her tongue. She turned to her husband. The little one might be an amusement in the parlor. The big one could help Becky with the firewood and housekeeping. Jenny pressed her lips tight together and poured coffee for Lockton and for Mr. Robert. Mrs. bent close to Ruth's face. I do not brook foolishness, she said. Ruth shook her head from side to side. No fooling, she said. The missus cocked her head to one side and stared at me. And you are to address me as madam. I expect obedience at all times. Insolence will not be tolerated, not one bit. And you will curb your tendency to talk. Yes, ma'am, madam, I stuttered. What say you, Anne? Lockton said. We sail with the tide. I want these girls, husband, madam said. It is Providence that put them in our path. How much do you want for them? Lockton asked. Mr. Robert named his price. Our price. 2 for 1. Us being sold like boats of faded cloth or chipped porridge bowls. Wait, Jenny announced loudly. I'll take them. The table froze. A person like Jenny did not speak to folks like the Locktons or Mr. Robert, not in that manner. Lockton stared at her as if she had grown a second head. I beg your pardon. Jenny set the kettle on the table, stood straight, and wiped her palms on her skirt. I want them 2 girls. I need the help. We'll pay cash. Keep to your kitchen, woman. Madam Lockton's words came out sharp and loud. Did she change her mind? Will she really take us? Work in the tavern wouldn't be bad, maybe, and Jenny would be kind to Ruth. I could ask around about Lawyer Cornell's papers. When we found Miss Mary's will, I'd work extra to pay Jenny back for the money we cost her, fair and square. Ruth and me would stay together and we'd stay here, close to Mama. Please, God, please, God. Leave us, Lockton said to Jenny, and send your husband over. Jenny ignored him. It'll take us a couple of days to get your money together, she said to Mr. Robert. We'll give you free lodging in the meantime. Mr. Robert's eyes darted between the 2 bidders. Ruth yawned. I crossed my fingers behind my back. Please, God, please, God, please, God, please. Madam Lockton flicked crumbs to the floor with her handkerchief. Dear husband, she said. These girls are a bargain at double the price. With your permission, might we increase our offer twofold? Lockton picked at his teeth. As long as we can conclude this business quickly. Madam stared at Jenny. Can you top the offer? Jenny wiped her hands on her apron, silent. Well, Madam Lockton demanded. Jenny shook her head. I cannot pay more. She bobbed a little curtsy. My husband will tally your account. She hurried for the kitchen door. Mr. Robert chuckled and reached for his pie.
Well then, we had a little auction here after all.
Such impudence is disturbing, Lockton said. This is why we need the king's soldiers to return. He pulled out a small sack and counted out the coins to pay for us. I thank you, sir, for the meal and the transaction. You may deliver the girls to the Hartshorn, if you please. Come now, Anne. Madam Lockton stood and the men stood with her. Good day to you, sir.
Safe voyage, ma'am,
Mr. Robert replied. As the Locktons made their way through the crowded room, Mr. Robert dropped the heavy coins into a worn velvet bag. The thudding sound they made as they fell to the bottom reminded me of clods of dirt raining down on a fresh coffin. Ruth put her arm around my waist and leaned against me.